This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 4th, 2010. I'm Paul Plack. Even general media outlets are becoming aware of the security theater problem. One CNN contributor says we may be doing the terrorists' job for them. The Transportation Security Administration last week subpoenaed two bloggers who published a security directive outlining additional rules for screening after the Christmas Day bombing attempt aboard Northwest 253. One of them is fighting back, the other gave up his computer and says TSA trashed it. Another Northwest flight was diverted Friday after the discovery of what was described as a suspicious item on board. It turned out to be an ordinary Christmas ornament. Following three landing incidents in quick succession, American Airlines is now under investigation by the FAA. Locair Flight 151, a Fairchild Metro 3 twin turboprop, overran the runway at Cumberland Regional Airport in Kentucky on Saturday. There were no injuries. The French-speaking pilot of a new Cessna Conquest was intercepted by F-15s last week after he reportedly refused to respond to English-speaking air traffic controllers over Florida. Parts of the fuselage of the first aircraft ever taken to Antarctica may have been found by searchers on New Year's Day. And was 2009 really a bad year, or will historians one day look back on it as a turning point? Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves says that if we're to make 2010 a better year, we need to focus on the things we can change and stop pointing fingers at things beyond our control. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.